Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Lounge. We're here with the let oh okay we're here with the legend, Mac Oberlies.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. It's good to be back.
Yeah, good to be back. This dude hasn't been on since I was a freshman, I think, right?
Yeah, 2 years.
2 years. So good to have this dude back. How you doing?
We're back and rolling. Yeah, I'm doing good. It's my just about getting to the first month of freshman year here at Mark
freshman action. Yeah, freshman action.
Freshman action, of course.
How do you like it so far?
Oh, it's great, man. You know, like a few years ago when I'd come up and visit my siblings, I was like, yeah, I'm probably not going to go here. I was like, it's like this city school life is not for me. But being up here, like, for a month, I'm already like, wait, I actually love this.
You like it?
Yeah. It's awesome.
See, and guess what? It only gets better from here.
There we go. Yeah.
I remember parts of my freshman year and, you know, I don't even know, the beginning, for me at least, it was, like, really nice, and then it took a little hit towards November, and then, like, from there, it was only up.
Like, just with school, like, school was a lot?
School was a lot, and I was dealing with some relationship issues.
Ah, I gotcha.
But yeah, when I got past that, everything was on the come up, dude, and it's been continually going up, and I hope it stays that way.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, but what's your favorite part so far?
Man, I don't even know, like, There's a lot to pick apart from it, but you know, the city, Milwaukee, is great. A little cute Chicago. just at the Brewers game last night, and it was a good time.
Yeah.
You know, Miller Park or
American Family.
American Family. I don't really like the name change, but
yeah,
it's yeah, dude, that stadium is awesome.
I know, dude, and it's fantastic. You cannot beat it.
It's electric, but yeah, so I love the city, and honestly, just the community up here. I mean, it's like, you know, the Midwest stereotype that all Milwaukeeans are just very friendly people.
Yeah.
It's definitely true. Yeah, man, the community's great. I've met a lot of great folk up here.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
can't complain.
Good, dude. And the friends, you're meeting a lot of new people in the dorm and everything.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm rooming with my good buddy Eric Furjack, yep, who I went to high school, mm-hmm, with. And
we also know Logan, who's also a good friend of ours, too, his brother.
Logan Furjack, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Studying abroad in Greece right now, yep, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so rooming with him, and the first week we kind of just propped our door open, yeah, and met all the people on, yeah, our floor, and they're all great.
It's the one way to do it, dude.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, I just would prop our door open. I brought my guitar up here, so I just kind of noodle around. And there was one kid who popped in. He was like, hey, man, you play guitar. And so did he.
Oh,
and so,
there you go. That's perfect.
Yeah, we started to jam a little bit, and well, did we know that there is another kid on the eighth floor of our building who also plays guitar.
There you go.
So he came down, and we've been doing a little jam sessions.
Forming your own band?
Yeah, we're getting there. We're working
there you
on
go.
It.
That's how bands are made, to be honest.
Yes,
with
sir.
You. So what do they play? Just like guitar like you, or are they
so,
more
yeah, they
versatile?
Played, it's funny. Both of them actually started out on bass.
Oh, really?
And so did I.
Three bass players.
But now they exclusively play guitar, I'm pretty sure.
And then you kind of switch off, right?
I switch off, yeah. I dabble in both. Because as long as I've got a guitarist who I can rely on, who I can trust, then I love playing the bass.
There you go.
But, I mean, guitar is fun. It's just I'd say I hold my own,
yeah,
more with bass.
Yeah. For the record, this kid's insane.
I appreciate you.
Yeah,
appreciate you.
This dude's cracked.
I've still got some barriers to break in the theory world, but
I need to get more into theory.
Yeah, man, it's a process for sure.
I
keep telling myself I'm gonna practice
more theory. How do you could give me some advice on this? How do you go about, like, learning theory? Like, what have you done?
Okay, so I was put into lessons Like, you've heard of School of Rock, right?
Yeah. Why don't you give me the, why did you start playing the bass in the first place?
That's a great question. So, I started playing the bass in, I believe it was fourth grade. And, I started playing bass in fourth grade, and I was originally a drummer. And so, my brother was a drummer, thought I'd follow in his footsteps.
Yes.
And, fourth grade came around, and my brother's buddy, his name was Zach Zupkis. This was at our little elementary, in our little elementary jazz band.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing electric bass, just kind of sitting in the back there, just absolutely chilling. And I was like, oh, that's, like, so cool. Like, I love that.
There you go.
He's just kind of back there, like, just balling out. And I was like, I feel like that would be a cool instrument to take up. And so, yeah, I just loved how it was, like, it was kind of, like, stand is just very unique, and it was just like kind of nonchalant, you know.
There you go. Yeah.
I was like, I mean, when you think about it, there's not many a lot of time there's high demand for bass players, so
yeah,
it's totally. It's a good skill to have. And I was like, you know, I'm gonna take that up, and I did, and I loved it, and I still do. So yeah, then I jumped into School of Rock, this little school of it's what it sounds like. School
music
of Rock
school, yeah. My sister has done that for singing lessons. So
yeah, I mean, it was a good time. I had a really cool teacher, but it was a lot of just like, you walk in, they're like, oh, what do you want to play? I'm like, oh, all right. And it was super fun. Don't get me wrong, I had a great time, but like, it wasn't really theory-based as I wish it was.
Oh, really? I thought it would be.
It can be, but not as much as, like, taking jazz band or, like, studying, you know.
Some classes at
classical, Denmark. Yeah. And, I mean, part of it was on me because we'd, like, he teach us these music modes. Teach me, actually, it was a personal lesson. But it just, I don't know. We didn't really focus on it that much, as much as I wish we did. Because, like, you know, in School of Rock, the goal is, oh, learn this song and then play a show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. I understand.
And, yeah. So I stopped doing that, and I kind of just, man, I feel like I've spent a lot of my years playing bass just kind of noodling, just figuring things out myself.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
And it's fun, but I definitely need to look into theory more, because I feel like for guitarists and bassists and, you know, musicians in general, you can always hit a wall. When, you know, you get to a certain playing level, and then you're like, okay, where do I go from here?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's where theory comes in, and practicing all these theory exercises.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I got to get into that more, man. But
so how do you play? Do you have your bass up here?
I went home last weekend. I brought it up.
So how are you thinking about playing? Do you have, like, a headphone?
I have a headphone out, but the boys that I met, and we actually found a drummer too.
Oh my
gosh.
So you guys are sick.
Yeah, it all came together so quick.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, boys, let's do some research, find a little rehearsal studio local, and the problem is they're all like fully booked for a month. They're super expensive.
What about the Varsity Theater?
So that's what,
because I heard they have practice rooms, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're solo practice rooms.
No, so my good buddy Charlie, he didn't sneak in there, but it was like they were at Varsity Theater, then it closed, and they were just back there having a good time, and they apparently have amps and a kit back there, I think for the jazz band. And And so, yeah, I think they do have a little rehearsal space back there, at least. I've never been in there, though.
I might have to check it out. Because if they do have amps that I could use, because my amp is, like, it's a very cheap amp, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah?
I got it for really cheap. And
What kind is it?
I have no idea, actually. I don't know.
Oh, word.
That's how, like, I don't really know. But, I don't know. I feel like, I don't think, because, like, sometimes, like, it just kind of, like, sounds a little weird, and I feel like it's the amp. I don't think it's the bass. I'm not going to lie.
That's the case most of the time, yeah.
Yeah, because my bass, it's a P bass.
Do you know where it's made?
No, I don't know where it's made. Okay. I have to look at it, but I know it's a P bass.
Yeah, I also have a P bass. It's the, it's probably the best model you can get.
The P bass?
Yeah, the P bass.
Yeah. So, I think it's just because I have, like, a kind of cheaper amp. And I feel like if I use, because we had a gig over the summer with some of my buddies for a graduation
right,
party.
Right.
And the amp that I used, my buddy Diego's amp, that amp made it sound like really good.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's an amp problem. So if they have an amp, I
guess. No, a lot of the time, amps are key for
so
good sound. Yeah.
If I can somehow get access to it, I would love to. Because I know they have I know they have practice rooms. My other buddy told me that he did piano, like he was taking some piano lessons, and then he tried getting in there. So I know they have a piano room in there. I don't really know. I really haven't been in there since, I don't remember the last time I've been in there.
Well, it's like, you gotta think, where does the jazz band rehearse?
Probably
it's
there.
Probably there. So, you know, jazz has got to have a full setup. So
yeah,
that's where I'm going.
So how do you practice? Like, are you do you practice by ear, or do you look up like kind of the tabs?
So when I'm playing bass, I usually just play it by ear.
Really?
Because I mean, you can do the math. It's just playing for how long I've been playing, you naturally build up an ear for these things.
Right, yeah.
And with bass, you know, it's just notes. Of course, there's some chords, but it's kind of just individual notes that you got to listen for. Whereas guitar, I do need to search up, like, a YouTube tutorial on this. Because sometimes, like, you know, for example, like the song High and Dry by Radiohead. I'm going to butcher these chord names, but, you know, it sounds like a simple, like, major chord. There's it's a three chord progression. And, you know, you've got, it's in the key of E major and A major. When it's not the case, it's like you've got a, I don't even know the name for it. It's not a sus chord, but it's just like
they're just
these individual. Right? It's these like slightly. These chords are like slightly tweaked to like give them more resonance and just like a sweeter sound. And like in that case, I do have to search up the the tutorials.
Yeah, that's what I have to do. I look up the little tabs and stuff, which I don't mind.
Yeah, there's no shame in it.
Because, I mean,
like,
I think it's just easier than, like, trying to learn it by ear, because I don't think I've gotten to that point yet.
No, yeah. I guess it definitely takes a little time.
Plus, it's just like a whole, I think it's just a whole practicing thing, because I've found it, like, this past 2 weeks, I found it really hard to try it, just because I've been getting home late. But, like, in the times that I do have some time, I do try to whip it out and just mess around a little bit.
Yeah, dude, it's definitely one thing, just like getting my schedule dialed in with time management and all this stuff.
I played a lot of the summer, though, so
that's
good,
man. Yeah. But now, like, my buddies will be like, hey, let's go jam. I'm like, man, I got less work to do. And it stinks, but there's always the weekend, I guess. But then it's like, you were saying earlier, you know, the weekend The grind does not stop.
Exactly. That's right? For sure. You say, I got to get back after this and then go to the library and then study some physics.
Yeah,
not,
man.
Not the ideal world. So that's the one thing I'll say about, like, coming to college is that your weekends, like, you still have to put in time to do some stuff on the weekends.
Yeah,
it's not
sure.
like you could take the whole weekend off.
Yeah. No, it definitely is rewarding. It makes the following week a lot easier.
Yeah, so definitely. I got to get through Monday and then Wednesday, and then I think I'll be chilling for a while.
Yeah, that's great.
It's just been a brutal 2 weeks.
Yeah, man. No, like this week, for example, I totally crammed. I had an accounting test.
Yeah, those are
yesterday.
Tough, right?
It's tough, yeah, but, like, you know, if you spread it out, spread out the studying.
Do the work,
yeah. Read the chapter. It's not that bad.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll admit I did cram. Spent, like, 6 hours studying yesterday day.
Who hasn't crammed before?
Who hasn't crammed, right?
If you're not cramming.
No, I mean, you know, it's just these vices that are following me from high school. I was an absolute crammer in high school. That's all I did.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to do away with that, but
you will. I think you could grow out of it because I feel like for me at least, I kind of crammed in high school too. It was more like a 2 day type of thing. Like I had to study
yeah.
for like 2 days and then maybe prepare for it. But now, I put this is some advice to you. I would put in a week, so I know like there's an exam a week before. Once it hits that point where it's a week away, that's when I start studying for it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You put in. Then you spread it out. You spread it out over time instead of jamming it all in one where you know, like, oh, you get stressed out and stuff. But
yeah.
You still get stressed out and stuff in my case. But if you spread it out, you get more peace of mind.
Totally.
At least.
Yeah.
And how I work. I know everybody's different. But, yeah. If you spread it out, you have a lot more time because then you do one day, like especially at the beginning of the week, and you're like, okay, there's a lot of time. I've gotten a lot of stuff done, and there's still like 3-4 days until this.
Yeah,
test.
Exactly. No, there's so much truth to that. But my problem is like, I'll spread it out a week, and then the first study session I have, which will be you know a week prior,
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, there's not really a sense of urgency
because
I'm just like, I'm gonna study. But just because I told myself I would.
Yeah.
And now I'm sitting there reading this stuff, like thinking about what I'm going to do after I study.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's definitely not healthy, but.
It's all right, though. I mean, I get the same way, too. It's like it's just like, it's a week before, so I get like one chapter, and I'm like, all right, it's good enough.
Yeah, it's good enough.
It literally happens to everybody.
Yeah.
Because you do not want to be doing that.
Oh, yeah.
On a weekend or something like that, you're like. I'd rather be with the guys or I'd rather be doing this.
Go playing golf.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, today I think we're going to go to the men's soccer game at 7 tonight.
Dude, that actually sounds so fun. We went to the...
if you want to come, please feel free.
Like, oh, totally.
I think we're going to go. So, it's at 7. So.
No, I would love to. I think so. My dad's coming up this weekend or today. And
bring your pops. It's free for everybody, so...
Oh, that's fire. No, I think, so my sister, Jane, who's a junior, she got us involved, or not involved, but I think her buddies they're in, like, some acapella club here,
mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, Dad, when you come up, let's go see the acapella.
What are they called, do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I
know a buddy.
It's my first time seeing him.
Lab partner of mine is in one of the acapella groups.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
But I think we're gonna see that. So
hey,
all right.
To each day.
Yeah.
But you have the option of
maybe slide soccer game afterwards.
It's up to you guys. But
we'll see.
Going back to that point, I'm gonna be studying from whenever, so like 1-2 o'clock till like 6 or whatever.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I gotta put in a lot of time. It's just a lot of stuff I gotta get done.
I gotcha.
But I'm probably going to be thinking about the game and just be like, oh, I don't want to do this, you know, and like the test is literally on Monday.
Yeah.
It's just something you don't want to be doing, especially if it's a subject that you don't like, and I don't like physics, you just don't want to do it, you know,
mm-hmm.
And you have to muster that motivation because you're like, oh, I got to get a good grade on this. And
Yeah.
So that's like there's a disparity between that, I think.
No, yeah, I'll plug a little Stoic philosophy. I don't know who said this, but
yeah, let's see the quote here.
You know, it's something like, if you're gonna study, study.
Mm-hmm.
If you're gonna go out, go out. You know, don't be thinking about the other thing while you're doing, you know, one thing.
One thing at a time is what they say.
Yeah, one thing at a time. Focus on the moment, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's key. Cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of my plan for these upcoming hours or something like that. It is parent. I was supposed to go home, unfortunately. So I wasn't even supposed to have this, you know, which is kind of a good thing because I totally forgot to say on here that I wasn't going to have it next week. I just totally forgot. So it's kind of a good thing that I kind of was able to do this. And plus, I got to bring you on here.
How's the management working here, though? I feel like it's kind of chill.
Yeah, it's not really. They're not really. I mean, I know a whole lot goes into it, but in terms of like kind of watching over everybody, it's like you kind of wing it and do your own thing.
Yeah.
Like there's so many people that have like a show that it's like, I think, there's a whiteboard out there with all the shows. They haven't filled it yet, but when they do, it's so packed with people. Like it's completely full.
Where are you?
They didn't put me up there. I don't know if we're supposed to put our own up there, but if they're doing it for me, I don't really know. But it's kind of like to be honest, I don't even know how it goes because I've had this for this third year doing it, and I just can remember when I applied for it, it was just like an easy application. I found like an email on it. And it said, I don't even know, I just kind of dove into it. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool and stuff. And then it said, become a DJ. So I was like, okay,
yeah,
try it.
So a few of my buddies DJed, like, the dining hall radio. Do you know if that goes on in here?
I don't know. I think maybe because it's kind of automated. Because, like, I think when there's no shows, there's just kind of music playing.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's, like, kind of... It's like all Marquette radio, or it's like its own station, like in the AMU and stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think it's from here. I'm not really sure, but yeah, when nobody's on, there's kind of just music playing in the background. I think.
Oh, it's
just
chill.
Random music.
They went in, bumped a little Yacht Rock at 10 a.m.
Did they?
Yacht Rock breakfast and. Yeah.
What's the food situation like? What do you like about
at Wells?
Is it good or what?
And I went into it thinking, okay, this is gonna be terrible. It's not that bad.
It's not bad. Yeah.
as long as you mix it up, you know, there's got a little simple serving section. It's
those are
gluten free.
Yeah, that stuff's actually pretty good.
It's good.
And they got I don't even know. They got a lot of the same stuff. I'm not gonna lie, but yeah, if you mix it up,
sometimes it'll be like a week. Excuse me. Sometimes it'll be like a week straight. Of the same thing, like cornbread, pulled pork, ribs,
a little chicken, some salad, some like
good
green beans and like some, I don't even know,
some or like asparagus. They never cooked the asparagus well. It's a shame. What are you gonna do?
Have you gone to any other spots to eat though?
Okay, I went to Schrader Breakfast.
How do you like that?
It was my thing.
Not your thing, okay.
Well, I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, you are.
For your information. And they load a lot of cheese on those little sausage and egg, sausage, egg and cheese croissants, and I can't do that, unfortunately.
I had those, like, almost every day last
year. Oh, yeah.
Just because it was
and
there.
And the smoothie.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I did away with the smoothie.
Smoothie is a lot of sugar in that smoothie.
I just brought my own coffee down, and I was like, "Yeah, this is."
Oh, it's valid.
So I don't know. It was a Schrader breakfast. It's just kind of classic in my eyes. But Cobian's decent, I think.
That's right here.
It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Something slight. They got chicken quesadillas that are pretty good.
Ooh.
But I know you're
like. Yeah, we'll go to the AMU.
Though that's like the spot, though. Like.
Mm-hmm.
That they got like probably the best options.
I'll say I'm already getting tired of the burritos though.
Yeah, you gotta mix that up too. What do they have at that that chicken and rice bowl place?
Chicken and rice
bowl. What was it called in the corner there?
Is that what that is?
Right next to the burrito station.
Oh. Oh, is that like the Chinese?
Yeah. They changed that from last year. Last year it was called Teriyaki Madness.
Oh.
And it was all right. It was like you can get chicken or like barbecue chicken, orange chicken, and rice. Like it was just ideal.
And just like, chicken and rice?
Yeah.
All right.
And people would come out with like
any veggies there now?
No, it was chicken and rice. And people would come out with like 2-3 bowls, and they would use like, oh, could I use a guest wipe? And
don't you only get 15?
Huh? People use it on themselves, dude. If you're not using it on yourself,
that's insane.
Have you not used the guest wipe on yourself?
No.
AMU to get an extra.
I'm saving it for like, okay, I'll probably abuse it once, like, cause it does it. Is it per semester?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I think like.
And they don't carry over, so like at the end of the year, you have to use them.
Right. Yeah. I'll definitely, when it comes by, I'll definitely abuse that.
Like, have you had the Ian's Pizza?
No.
Okay, but so this is a funny story.
I'll be honest, that room smells awful.
Oh yeah.
So I try to avoid that.
Doesn't smell great. But so at the end of the year, freshman year, the first semester, we all had our guest wipes, and it was like week or two before finals, and we were like, oh, we got to get rid of these guest wipes. So me and like 6 other guys went to the Eats Me. We all got like 3 slices of pizza.
So it's one slice per meal?
It's one slice per meal, but the slice is big.
Mm-hmm.
And we all were like, oh, can we use guest wipes for like 3 more or something like that? And we just pull out with like everybody's having 3 and stuff. Like our table is just full of pizza. I think I have a picture of it. It was
great.
Just stupid. Like, we got to get rid of the guest wipes.
Yeah, that'd be a great late night meal. It's a shame that the AMU closes at like 6:30.
I know.
I don't even know when it closed on weekends.
Yeah, shout out to Patrick. He worked there. I don't know.
Petronts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He manned the... He was a manager last year, actually.
Really?
Yeah. He manned the grill.
Yeah, he told me that. I was asking, there's this guy who works at the grill now. I asked him to toast my bun.
Oh, what did he say?
He was super chill about it. And then I was like, yeah, so how do you get a job here? Because I knew someone who worked here. I thought, mm-hmm. And he was like, I forgot what he said, actually, but he said he liked the job.
That's good. I mean, what was I going to say? Patrick used to be a manager, and one of the guys that still works there, I think, he lives at the apartment complex that I work at, so I assume. And I was like, oh, do you know Patrick? And he's like, yeah, he was my manager and stuff, so.
It's so chill.
Yeah, Pat used to work the taqueria, used to work the grill, and sometimes
taqueria.
He worked the E&G's.
That's super
have
chill.
You had the sandwiches?
I haven't had the sandwiches yet.
They're not bad.
I hear they're pretty good.
Not bad. Did you hear the story about your brother, though?
No.
Well, I wasn't here, obviously, but it was when he was on the meal plan. Patrick told me that Teddy would get a Bony Billy, like, every day. Freshman year or something like
that.
What's
a Bony Billy?
It's like one of those sub sandwiches they give. And it's, I think it's lettuce, tomato, turkey, and mayo. That's it, I think. And then he got that like every day, apparently.
All right, Ted. Whatever floats your boat. No, it's like, that's a Jimmy John's turkey tom right there. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, Ted and I back home, we love Jimmy John's.
Have you gone
to
Jimmy
John's?
We have
awards and everything. No, I totally forgot this is Jimmy John's.
Jimmy
right
John's
there. Dude, I have not, I need a job, man, because I have not been spending money at all.
You haven't been?
No.
What? I mean, that's like not a bad thing if you're saving.
No, I'm saying, like, I, you know, because I haven't been spending, because I can't, right? But, I don't know, I'm going to try to drop on the application, like, before, as early for next semester.
Handshake is a good little app.
How does it work though? Like, so for kids who are already in these jobs now, do they does their experience like carry over into the next semester? Like, can they keep their keep those jobs, or is it different?
Yeah. Like, I've had my job since February of my freshman year.
Working the desk?
The desk, yeah.
Oh, you still have the job?
I still have it. So I'm probably going to keep it for the rest of the time I'm here because it's a nice little extra income.
But you don't have to reapply?
No. Because they just send out an email. It's just like, are you going to be coming back for the fall or like the spring? And you just have to say yes.
Oh.
But there's this thing called Handshake. I don't know.
I just hopped on there.
Yeah. So they usually post some stuff on like job opportunities.
And it usually resets the next semester.
You just have to keep
looking. Because right now it's not.
You just have to.
It's all booked.
You just have to. You have to keep looking. I think I had like mine showed up like in November or like September for like the DR job in the spring, and I applied and they never got back to me until like January.
Wait, so when did you first get this job at the desk at the apartment?
I got it. My first like day was in like the last week of February.
Your first day? Okay.
So, like, and I applied, I think, in, like, December. I think it was over winter break.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
Did it pop up on Handshake?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It was on Handshake. But there's also, I think that JobX is another thing. I don't know if that's...
JobX.
Yeah.
I need to download Handshake on my phone.
It's an app. I usually just do the website.
Handshake?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So
it's a cool app.
And they post like all the fairs, like career fairs and stuff for internships. I don't know. It's a good way to kind of stay connected in a way. And people like, you know, random people like kind of reach out to you too. They're like, oh, hey, do you want to do this like sales job? And I'm like,
sure. I don't know.
have you seen what I'm like?
You're majoring
what
in?
What am I majoring in?
Yeah.
Like, anybody could do
it.
It
definitely
though.
Caters for business. For the business school, I feel like.
Anybody could do it, though. And you're like, no. Sorry.
No, thanks.
I don't think so.
Did you go to that last career fair?
No, I've only gone to one.
Oh, gosh. How was it?
Yeah, it's all right. It's just, like, there wasn't a lot of things, like, for PT-related things that I was kind of going into.
Yeah.
It was just, like, I don't even know. It's a lot of business stuff. It's just a lot of companies,
then
like you're just like, I'm not going into this, and that's when I realized I had to kind of to go on my own and kind of like look on LinkedIn or what's that, Indeed, to find some stuff, and you know, asking around like some upperclassmen or some like TAs that I've had.
Sure.
So they've given me advice, but yeah, I think the career fair, like if you're like in a business or finance or whatever, the career fairs are a good way to kind of meet some people.
Yeah,
it's just different for healthcare majors, I think.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, it's a small program, right?
What, healthcare?
PT.
I mean, in terms of like well known, it's pretty well known, but
right.
Like, it's kind of small. I'm not gonna lie. Like our class.
Yeah, it's hard to get into. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, our class is like 50-60 kids.
Okay.
So it's not like a whole lot. I feel like you would expect more.
Mm-hmm.
Out of like a university that's like 12,000, but yeah, that's it for my grade at least. I don't know the total out of like all the grades, but yeah, that's usually how it goes. But yeah, I would check out those career fairs. They also have AIM.
Yeah, man.
What's
my RA is he's a part of AIM, and he definitely plugs it a lot. Hats off to him.
Are you thinking about doing that? I don't know what it is. Like, I'm going to be honest. I don't know what it is.
So, I think it stands for, what does it stand for? I'll search that up.
yeah, I honestly.
I should know that.
I wouldn't know.
It's, something investment.
Management?
Management.
Really?
Assisted? No. I don't remember. But AIM is, I don't know much about it. But I know they deal with a lot of, like, heavy, high-tech software in terms of, like, Excel. And
Excel's awesome.
And business analytics and whatnot. And, I went to this, we have this LEAD class. It's called LEAD for the business school. And it's basically just a networking, you know, building your portfolio class.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, it's super cool. I mean, we did this like major exploration activity last week where you know, we just went to these different majors, accounting, finance, and whatnot. And I stopped at the AIM table, and yeah, they're kind of saying, I mean, it seems like a competitive, fun program to be in. It's if you know Marquette and you walk into the business school and you look at the AIM lab, they've got all the stocks displayed there.
Oh, that's what that is?
That's what the AIM lab
really?
Is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a competitive program. The guy told me, it's like, you know, if you don't want to work hard, then don't sign up for this.
Well.
But it's, you know, he was like, this is what you join if you want to, what word did he use? I don't want to quote him verbatim. He said something like, you know, bulletproof your portfolio for like the business world. And I was like, oh, okay.
So this
guy's
happening.
Not kidding.
This is happening. Right?
Yeah, this is happening. I might, you know, consider applying a junior or senior year, but
I know some people like, you know, I know some people that are in it. I think I'm pretty sure I know some people. If I'm not wrong, there's a couple people that I know.
I think Logan Meyer is my RA's name. He's
shout out Logan. Good work, buddy.
Good work. Good work as an RA. Good work as a human being.
Keep it up. I have mad respect for RAs.
I do too.
Because
you know, you're taking a risk not rooming with your other buddies, but
the guys are diabolical sometimes.
What the?
Just the people that live on the floor,
that,
dude.
Yeah.
You know, some people. I mean, especially freshmen. You know, and they sometimes don't know how to live by themselves.
Yeah.
For like the first couple.
There's two
semesters.
People that we haven't really had any problems on our floor yet.
That's good.
It's been nice, but there are these two kids that, you know, they got takeout, and they just threw all the food, like all the trash from the food, in the bathroom trash.
Yeah, that's tragic.
And like they take up the, God bless the janitors.
Yeah, dude, that's the one. I feel so bad for that.
Yeah, no, you gotta be nice though.
And it'll be different if you end up living in Schrader.
Why?
Because, you know, the bathroom situation at Trader is...
It's not great.
It's a little subpar, I would say.
Yeah, man, I'm thinking...
Times, like, 50.
Oh, jeez.
It's, it could be really...
Where'd you live freshman year?
Where you lived.
Yeah?
I was on the 6th floor, room 608. So, if you know anybody that lives there, that's where I lived.
Dude, I absolutely love it, Wells, and I don't really want to leave.
That, you know, you could stay. You know, it's for sophomores, too.
Yeah.
But Schrader is just, like, fun because you know, like, literally everybody that's
right
there because it's all sophomores. And, like, you know, you have a guy's floor and a girl's floor. So, like, the guy's floor is just, like, I don't even know, sometimes a little crazy loud. And that's why I say the bathroom's a little interesting. But, yeah, our room is good. I would say...
The no AC is a
that's a problem. But I would say I loved Wells because of just how nice it was and how modern
it's a
it
hotel,
was.
Dude. It's the Marriott.
Yeah, it's the Marriott, it's the Drake of Marquette. But when you go to Schrader, it's like the vibes are really nice there. It's just like because you know everybody, you know, like the food is, you know, food's not bad, but
you can always go to comm. You always
walk
on back to
comm. You know, it's not that far of a walk, and people like to complain, but like it's 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and just the vibe of being with everybody is pretty. Like in the winter, like when you don't need the AC, and like you can kind of open the windows and let the cool air blow in. Like that's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
And also the location. You're right in the center of the campus, so you can stay asleep until like 9:50 and then wake up and just roll over and go to the library or like whatever.
That's true. Library's right there.
It's right there. So like, although it's freezing, you don't have to like walk that far.
Mm-hmm.
Like while in my case, we have to like when it's cold, we have to walk down Wisconsin, which is just an air chute for wind. Like it's just wind just like just blows and you know, just knocks you over and everything when it's freezing.
Yeah, dude. I
when it gets cold, it's gonna
a little nervous for the winters here.
Hey, you get used to them, but it's common. That's why people are like, oh, what's with this weather? You know, why is it so hot? And I'm just like, well, I don't know. Maybe not complain.
I've been saying the same thing. I've been complaining.
Oh, people have.
I'm like, let it get chilly again.
Someone, other people said that. It's been nice though. Like
today was a beautiful day. I mean,
yesterday too.
It's a great day for a run. I know some people run that run.
Breezy. It's been really nice for you know what it's been, and I think once it hits October, that's when it'll start cooling down.
Yeah.
Usually, that's what happens.
I'm ready for sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Ready for golf sweater weather.
Exactly, dude. And when I don't really have that much going on after these next couple weeks, we'll play.
Yeah, have you been getting out much?
I've only been out now once.
Dude, I haven't been out at all.
Yeah,
I need to get out there.
We'll get out there.
Shout out Club Golf. I don't know what's going on there.
Haven't heard
anything.
Have you tried out or what? Have you contacted them? Or you
no, so I'm on the email list. I haven't heard anything.
Haven't heard anything? Well,
it's getting a little bit late.
Yeah.
No hate to those guys. I know it's I know being a director of a club as a student is absolutely brutal. So yeah, I don't blame them at all. But but curious because I do want to get out and play.
Mm-hmm.
They were at O-Fest and talked to them and haven't heard anything back. But whatever. What are you gonna do?
So we'll definitely make a plan to get out there.
Yeah. So where do you play around here?
There's this little par three course. Not par three course, but it's a public course called Hanson.
Hanson?
Yeah. And I think it's like kind of a mixed. So like the back nine is only par three, but like the the front nine is only par three, but the back nine is like par threes and par fours. I've only played there once.
So it's like a municipal course.
Mm-hmm. And then there's this other spot that we went to a couple weeks ago. I forgot what it was called. But it was like $12 Twilight Golf.
Oh. So I have lights?
No.
It
starts at six.
Evening golf,
starts at six, so like that's the thing. As it gets later, it's like you're not gonna have much time to play. So yeah, that's the kind of the case there. But
no, I know what Twilight Golf is. I was just reminiscing about. Do you ever play Des Plaines back home?
I've never played the course, but I've gone to the range at like 10 o'clock at night.
Dude, the course is super fun.
Is it? I've never played. I think that I had a chance to play and I decided not to. I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna go to the range.
I went there with my buddies a few times and like. Did I tell you about this like YouTube channel we had? It was like a stupid. Like,
oh, you had a YouTube channel?
Like you know, like so good at GM Golf, those guys. And like back in what was it? I don't know. 8th grade. We were like, you know, so inspired by them, of course. And so we're like, yo, we gotta get on that. And my buddy Sean White, you know Sean White.
Yeah, right? Of course.
He's good with editing software, so he was our editor and our videographer, and he would we'd just go out to Columbus Park and film a little 9-hole match.
Yeah.
Sometimes it got heated, I'll admit.
Do you still have the videos?
Oh yeah, I do.
How long are the videos? Like
it depends. Some of them were man, I was not good back then. So you're gonna see me,
Adding the camera absolutely just makes it so much harder.
Like to play?
Yeah, if you're filming, dude, like if you were to tell your buddy, like, hey, record this, and you're like,
oh yeah,
I better
totally
not
does
mess this up.
Yeah. No, there's one clip where I'm putting on the green and I blow it like 30 feet past.
We've all been there before.
Just, cussing like it's no one's business. And it's like, all right. It's like, I don't know. I think it's, I don't know. It was just something to do back in the day.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So they give me a nice little drunk watch every once in a while.
Yeah,
you got nothing
to
do.
You know.
But
I don't know, classic. Hey, it's kind of the same thing with this, you know. Kind of just listen to it whenever.
Yeah.
On the Spotify. That's the one thing about this. I can't get it to like Apple Music.
Oh, you can't?
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, how does that work? I don't know how it works.
I don't know how it works.
I couldn't help you with that.
But the app that I go through from here to Spotify, it's like, I don't know how it works for Spotify, but it just doesn't work for anything else for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
So I
because it's different from a record label, right?
I apologize to like all the people that have Apple Music or.
Yeah, I'm an Apple Music guy myself.
Yeah. So like if you can't listen to it, it's kind of tough because you're missing out on some of the people that could possibly listen to it. I'm trying to figure it out. It's just kind of difficult, you know what I mean? It's just like weird.
No. I don't blame you.
I don't know how to do it. Maybe I should ask someone.
I need to re-download Spotify actually. I deleted it for like storage issues.
Isn't it free though, like with ads?
I guess. So like my buddies who I'm jamming with, they were like, you know, I was like, hey, we should make a set list for, you know, songs we should practice, like, before we rehearse, if we would jam out.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, I'll make a, what do they call it, a blended playlist?
Yeah, a little blend. A little blend, yeah.
Yeah, so what is it? It mixes, like, your playlist with someone
else's.
Yeah,
your, like, favorite songs or, like, your top songs that you've listened to in the moment with the other people.
That's so cool. Yeah, Apple Music does not have that.
No.
So
that's why I made the decision, because we've always had Apple Music, but there was like a student deal, like I think you can get a discount if you're a student, and my brother
here,
not here, just like in general, if you're a student, like in.
Oh, I think Apple Music has that, or maybe they don't.
Maybe they do, but I know Apple Music didn't have it at the time, and we did. So my brother put me on, and I was like, you know, might as well do it because you get like 3 months free. So I did it.
Right.
And we told our parents, and they were just like, oh, might as well just make the switch, you know? And we were like, it's kind of, in our opinion, we were like, it's kind of better because you get more features.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sold on it. So then we made the little transition to use Spotify, and I like it a lot.
Yeah.
So then I figured out how to put this stuff on it. So
there's always a debate, but it's like, I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It's the same song.
Yeah.
In reality, you're playing the same song. It's just the how.
One thing I'll say about Spotify, I like the little fade out, fade in feature.
Oh, the little playback.
Yeah.
That's always a cool feature.
Yeah.
But I don't really notice it anymore. I'm not gonna lie. It's kind of just there. So.
Well, it's cool. Actually, that's annoying when you're like listening to albums.
It doesn't do it when you're listening to an album, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's only,
shuffle?
It's only if you're on shuffling your own playlist, then it'll do the playback. But if you listen to, like, let's say, like, a Radiohead album all the way through, it's not gonna blend the songs together.
What's another album? I mean, you know, of course, Floyd does a lot of that stuff.
They do it just in general, so you don't even need it, right?
What do you mean?
Like, they kind of just blend their songs together, regardless.
Yeah, like the Wall album.
Yeah, it's just like,
and Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, it's all just kind of straight through. They all feed into each other. Also, I think Vansire does it too.
Who?
Vansire. I don't know. It's
I don't know.
Kind of like a. It's not bedroom pop or what's that called? It's kind of like it's lo-fi. But it's like lo-fi, but it's not. Sort of, it's like its own genre. It's called like bedroom pop or whatever. But like, it's very light.
How about Bon Iver? Have you ever gotten into him?
Do you have a song that's a good from? Because I'll play to finish off in
as the outro
in like a couple minutes.
Gosh, let me find something.
But yeah, do you have any last couple words?
We're
signing off. Tell people what's going on in your life, or what are your goals, or
you have some goals.
Leave the people with something to ponder.
I don't know, man. Just getting. I'm trying to dial it in with this year so far, and start off freshman year strong. I think that's definitely really important with college, high school, and school in general. if your first year you can get a high GPA, then we'll set you up right.
Yep, totally.
But yeah, just, you know, not stress out too much, but build a good schedule where I can, you know, work a little bit every day to take the stress off. I think that's important.
Totally, dude.
Yeah, man. Sorry, I'm scrolling through tunes.
And also the we do also like just to thank everybody for tuning in, whether it's live or you're listening later. Appreciate you listening. It's always fun to look at the kind of the stats and just see like people that are listening.
Amen, brother.
On Instagram. So we appreciate all the people that listen, and we'll be back next week. We don't know who, but yeah, we'll figure that out at some point.
Yeah.
I
think it's better when it's spontaneous. You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you want to come on?
By the way, this is all just kind of winged. We don't have a script or anything.
I love it, man.
If anybody didn't know that, we kind of just go with the flow here, and that's how we roll. But yeah, have you picked out?
I do. This is by the front. This song's by the front man of Bon Iver, Justin Vernon. It's called Liner, LINER.
By
Justin Vernon.
Justin Vernon. Yeah, I have it right here. All right.
Beautiful.
Well, we'll play that song, and you know, well, this is
play that song.
We'll wish everybody happy Saturday,
happy parents weekend.
Hope you have a good time, especially if you haven't seen your parents in a while. Enjoy the
give them a call,
give them a kiss and a hug, and yeah, just enjoy your weekend and have a good week. We'll see you back here on next Saturday.
Alrighty,
all right, buddy. We'll see you,
buddy. All right, buddy.
See ya.